hello, everybody. Welcome to the first Attorney Steve podcast. Got here in the studio today. Got Attorney Steve Vondran.
Hey, hey, hey.
We got Frontline Lisi.
Hey there.
And we got Lights, Camera, and Action.
That's right. Hey, everybody's doing today. How's everybody
Happy
doing?
Happy July, 1st of July.
We made it halfway through the year.
Mm-hmm. We did. We did indeed. So we just got these microphones set up today.
Nice job, by the way, Cameron. Holy cow.
Yeah, holy it's cow actually quite cool. We got the three Yeti blue microphones with the black arms, all blacked out, and got the cords came in, got the padding, got the audio interface all set up. It took a while, but I think it looks pretty darn good.
It looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's why we call him Lights, Cameron, Action.
Woo-hoo.
Isn't that right? It's true.
So big now
things happen.
Yeah. So eventually we'll get some cameras in here to do a live recording. We have a green screen in here now. We got two key lights, Elgato key lights, another one for a phone. You know, getting the TV in soon. The frame TV is coming in next Monday.
That's an LG, right? LG?
I believe so.
No. It's a Samsung.
Yeah, Samsung. That was a trick question.
I was seeing if I could catch you.
Yeah. So yeah, we got a Samsung, and the cool thing about that is you can put it on the TV. You can put the TV on the wall. And it looks like it's a picture frame, so we'll have to show you some pics of that. And
yeah, and I just do, I think it's like a $3.99 subscription, and you like a monthly subscription, you get new photos, new art. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Lisa got one for the house, right, Lisa?
We have one at the house, that's correct, and it is super cool. Every morning we come downstairs, and either Steve or I will change the picture. Even my dad was blown away at all the different cool pictures, and looks like you have like super expensive art in your house, and no one would ever know.
Jimbo, big Jim, grandpa.
Jimbo loves his TVs, so you know if he likes that one, he's You know it's legit. We're out here at our Uptown office. We've been up here for a while, setting it up, getting everything situated. This is now one of our main offices, obviously the flagship office, is San Francisco.
Yeah, baby.
We're heading up there on the 11th.
We will be taking the show up north into the Bay Area.
Yeah, and they're going to Tiburon. I'm going to go visit them out there. A little VL retreat, possibly.
We don't like to tell too many people like actually where it is because it's such a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a secret. Most people have never heard of it, and that's kind of okay.
Yeah, it's pretty darn cool. They have other family out there, so it's a fun time up there. And so, Lisa, what did you just hear about the COVID situation up
well,
where you're staying?
I got a text from my brother and sister-in-law. They live up northern up there, and apparently there is a
nice catch.
Supposed spike in the coronavirus, but they think it's from San Quentin, is what they think.
Seriously, the prison.
That's what they think. So
well, that's why they were letting everyone out of prison, right?
Yeah. So why can't they just wear masks in prisons? You know, anyway. So that's what my brother told me, but the house that we're renting, I got an email from the owner and he said, actually, we are starting to reopen things that have been closed.
Oh, that's nice.
But Gavin Newsom just announced that he is basically for the 4th of July weekend, he is basically shutting down bars, restaurants in 19 California counties.
Not including the one that you guys will be in.
No, it's okay. The one we're in is starting to reopen.
Oh, okay.
I even looked in San Francisco also, and it showed there's a couple of delayed things, but for the most part, they're going to start opening restaurants and outside dine-in, and so that's what I'm kind of finding, tracking it day by day, hour by hour.
Nice.
So yeah, that's what I know. That's my my big COVID tracking update.
COVID update. So in Arizona here, though, the opposite is happening, right?
Well, I just heard that starting tomorrow at 5 o'clock, all salons are closed again. So 5 o'clock, and I would try and go get a pedicure and manicure, but I do not think that I'm sure they're going to be booked. So
well, salons and saloons.
Saloons, yeah. Really, bars.
Bars are,
Old Town.
Bars are being shut down.
Oh, that's right.
The
bars are being shut down.
Old Town.
I do have a video on YouTube that's really good that talks about the Arizona executive order. If you want to go check that out at attorneystevevideos.com, it tells you all about the order. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I have to do my shameless plugs.
Oh,
that's the ways I roll, baby.
The ways I roll.
Yep. So basically, Newsom, this is 4th of July holiday. You can't go to restaurants. You can't go to bars. You can't have fireworks. And I'm sure he's probably going to ban you from the beach.
And
so,
you can't have fun.
Thanks so much, California.
Yes. Thank you, California. But apparently, so Arizona is the cesspool of the whole virus. We've been hated on by a lot of these other states. You know, we're kind of the butt of the joke right now.
No pun intended.
Arizona, Texas, and Florida. There's a target.
And it seems like what's happening is we've opened up and they're starting to get the rates out there. And they're telling people that the rates are going up. And it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy because now everyone's going and getting tested. And all the tests are booked up. A month ago, they weren't. And then what's happening is people are getting tested. If they test for the antibodies and for COVID, it counts as a double test. And our rates are just going through the roof. And so what we did, we regressed, and now we're all closed with the bars, the gyms, no gains. Ducey doesn't like gains as well.
Water parks.
But let me tell you something funny about Ducey. When he did the curfew, somebody posted a picture of him sitting at a sushi bar with all these people around him after his curfew time.
Well,
on a Saturday.
And that's the thing, because when the curfew came out, the curfew allowed you to be at establishment, allowed you to patronize local establishments. So you were allowed to go to stores and restaurants. I know a lot of people had the restaurants out there and stores out there that closed down. That was, you know, more of a corporate policy, less of the curfew. The curfew was meant to curb the rioting and the protesting, but more of the looting side of the protesting. So, he was okay to be out, but I think we kind of ripped the Band-Aid off. Well, why put it back on? You know, let's embrace it and be the first state out of this, and then maybe the other states will be the butt of the joke when we're all good and healthy over here.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, okay, so I went out to dinner the other night. Had to wear a mask to walk inside, so we put on for like a second. Walk inside, we take it off, and there's no social distancing. So does the coronavirus stay outside? I mean, it just doesn't even really make sense. So what if I had coronavirus in my body, mm-hmm, and I'm inside now, mm-hmm, without a mask? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, it's not only that, but even like this, from what I understand, the size of the micron of the coronavirus, micron size is smaller than your mass, the threads in your mass. So it actually, it's like trying to stop a mosquito from going through a chain link fence. You can't really do it. And so just as a matter of science, the mask, it's not going to, remember the media took about 5 months to actually before they even started wearing masks. Mm-hmm. But if you look it up, the micron size of the virus, that's your homework for today.
Micron size, micron. Yeah, well, I think definitely when the COVID stuff first came out, I thought it was under everyone's assumption. I thought everyone knew that, the masks, they don't really prevent you from getting it. They apparently, that's only helped to prevent from spreading diseases. That's how it's always been in the hospitals. That's why when all the healthy people wear masks when they go visit the sick people, not to prevent themselves from getting sick, but prevent them from spreading harmful germs to those who already have incapacitated immune systems. So I don't know if they really cared about people. I guess, it blocks, a sneeze, water molecules of bigger sizes. But if they really wanted to help people, just, make everyone wear gloves.
Well, gloves and full hazmat. Let's get serious.
Well, let's just put the hazmat.
Saying this is so bad, then maybe the government needs to buy everybody a hazmat suit.
Yeah, I agree.
And, but they came out, Cameron, and talking about wearing a bandana. Like a bandana is not an N95 mask. Now, mm-mm, an N95 mask may be able to stop COVID particles. That's something that you will hear out there. So, but a bandana?
Looking like you're going to rob the bank rather than curing COVID.
Well, that's the other thing is you now with everybody wearing masks, you can't really tell Antifa from, you know, from other people. So it's really kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if that's funny. Yeah, if the protest, they probably still have the mask on during.
They do, and there's people that say, "Do not come into my store with the mask on." I don't. You know, they come in, they rob you, and then you can't even see what their face looks like. Mm-hmm.
I want to look that up. I wonder if there's been any COVID robbing.
And if you're robbing as part of a protest, then it seems like everybody's okay with that, aka looting.
Yep. Yeah, you protest.
What do you guys think about this? New York is considering using subpoenas. If they want to come contract trace you, say you would go to a party. And somebody at the party has COVID or AKA China virus, Wuhan virus. If you have that.
Kung Fu virus.
Well, Trump called it the Kung Flu.
The Kung Flu.
He called it the Kung Flu.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
And by the way, just a little disclaimer, all the viewers out there, we're very, very impartial. So we're just, you know, we try to keep it light. We try to laugh at everything. I know some people get offended even from that nowadays, but you can't please everyone. But we try to stay in the center and keep it light, keep it fun, poke fun at everyone, kind of question everything, and just, you know, just try to be curious, just simply curious. So just a little disclaimer out there. Steve, go ahead though.
Oh no, and you're right, and you know, we are about compliance. We are a law firm. We, you know, we may question the law or this, that, and the other, but you know, we follow the orders. If we go somewhere and they require a mask, we follow the rules. We go, if we travel, different states has different rules. We follow the rules. We also have some masks coming out. Maybe you can tell us about that at some point, Cameron.
Yeah. So actually, the mask, once they do come out, I'll put a description, a link in the description. But yeah, we're gonna
keeping it legal mask, right?
Keeping it legal. We're thinking about starting with keeping it legal, and they're just the basic cloth masks. I think those are the most comfortable. You know, there's a couple other ones that are maybe more protective, but this is, you know, again, less for protection and more for compliance. So these masks are for compliance. Steve had a good idea. I don't know if you want to share that good idea.
Which one? I have so many, I can't keep track
compliance.
Of them.
Compliance.
Well, I think I'm going to keep that under wraps for now, mm-hmm. because I think it may be mm-hmm. something we'll pursue. So I'd rather not share that because I think it's a good idea. But yeah. But back to the question on contract tracing. You guys are familiar with what that is, aren't you?
Well,
so
you know,
like your the new update on the Google Phone, Lisa. Maybe you want to mention that.
Yeah. The new upgrade on the Google Phone. If you look at your, I haven't upgraded it yet for this reason. There's a COVID tracking device on the new upgrade, but you can actually go into settings and disable it. But so I Steve, you explain about the tracking. I mean, you're at a party and somebody there gets COVID and they can track somehow the people that were at the party and they can reach out to and subpoena them or something.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm reading on fudge.com.
What's fudge.com?
Drudge.
Where they always fudge it, the news just a little bit. I call it fudge.
That's
but
funny.
I do go here and get news. Why? Because they bring in news from a lot of different sources, and so at least I get a variety. So that's why I go to fudge.com. But but one of the headlines is New York considering using subpoenas as people resist contract tracers. So you go to the party, they say, hey Lisa, we know you were at the party. You get a phone call, you don't answer it. Next thing you know, they want to issue a subpoena to force you to show up somewhere and to give a test or whatever it is that they want to require you to do. So this is really interesting. Obviously, you know, we've got videos out there on subpoenas and motions to quash and what all that is. But, I mean, I never thought it was going to come to healthcare. You're going to have subpoenas to require people to come in and do things. This could get hairy.
No, I know. It's really out of control. You know, the interesting thing is that, you know, I think, and this is what I've always done, if I touch something, I wash my hands or I sanitize them.
Well, that's the thing. You guys have had Vondren Legal hand sanitizer for years.
Yes. Yep.
We love them.
You hear that?
It is right here, my friend.
Yeah, so we're all about cleanliness here.
So for instance, every time I touch the printer, I have to put a code in. I sanitize my hand because.
And what is that code, Lisa? I'm just kidding.
No, but so I don't know who's touched it before me. Did they touch their face? Did they touch their mouth? Did they touch their nose?
Their genitals, you know.
Ew.
Did you have to go there,
Cameron?
Well, you know, Cameron. I'm just keeping it real. Keeping it legal.
Okay. So I just looked here. So basically, to go to Dutch Brothers, you have to wear a mask.
Really?
If you haven't tried Dutch Brothers, by the way, in my opinion, that is the best coffee.
We're not being paid for that either.
We are not being paid, but now you just made me crave one.
Mask up with us. We're all in this together. So that is a sign at Dutch Brothers. I just saw it on Facebook.
To get a coffee.
To get a coffee. Your mom, my mother-in-law lives in California. For her to go through a drive-thru, when she orders, they ask her, do you have your mask on? You cannot go through a drive-thru in California without wearing a mask in your car if you're by yourself. Like, okay.
The funny thing is, too, so I just looked this up while you guys were talking. And all about the... So this is from Newsweek. So they say an increase in the use of surgical masks amid the novel coronavirus health crisis is providing a unique challenge for law enforcement nationwide. They say... criminals are taking advantage of the situation to blend in with the public. There's a lot of common items that have been stolen from the stores, grocery stores, pharmacies, where social distancing can be difficult to maintain. So, yeah, they go in there with the mask on, with the hat on, and that's the norm now. And they just go steal a couple items and walk right out. And they're not on camera. They're not out of the ordinary.
And then they want to defund the police, so you couldn't report it anyway, and then you can't put them in jail because then you're crowding and not being able to social distance. So one problem is just leads to another.
Yeah. By the way, Lisa, she always gets on Steve and I for recycling and trash, but she just shot a shot into the recycling bin.
Catch her?
Missed, and it went to the trash bin. So I caught her.
Oh boy!
And
I'm gonna fix it.
She's gonna fix it. I know she will, but just wanted to point that out there.
Good catch.
She's rolling over to the trash can. Let's see. Nope. Well, that's
my egg McMuffin.
Well, now she's taking the opportunity to correct our old trash. So. Very good, Lisa.
This is very conscious, though. Frontline Lisa.
Frontline Lisa. So, but back to the the mask and the police and whatnot. What they said here, FBI Special Agent Lisa McNamara. Sorry, Lisa, if I pronounce that wrong. But she said, I'm assuming it's a she. I'm sorry, guys. But she said.
Make no assumptions.
Yes, no assumptions. But in the past, if you did a search warrant and you found surgical masks, that would be highly indicative of something suspicious. Now everybody has masks or latex gloves. Details of a crime report: a surge in the wearing of latex gloves also has resulted in fewer fingerprints left at crime scenes. She was involved in the investigation of one high-profile series of gas station robberies in Connecticut that resulted in federal charges being made against two suspects. They alleged the pair were involved in at least 5 heists, entering stores wearing surgical-type masks, armed with silver pistol, demanding money from cashiers. And one of the guys was unmasked, allegedly, lookout. I don't know why they had a decision to have one be unmasked and the others not, but that's not my place.
Mm-hmm.
That's only one example. Another one, this is kind of more interesting. In one or more of the daring heists in March, 2 gunmen wearing surgical masks stole over $200,000 from workers at the Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens, who were taking the cash from gaming machines to the safe. That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
The same month, San Leonardo Police Department in California said a man wearing a surgical mask was arrested for allegedly stealing $780 in energy drinks. I don't know how you do that, but
wow.
And from Walmart, and threatening employees by saying he tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, jeez.
Another in Hamilton Township, New Jersey, police released a public appeal after an armed man in a white respirator mask and a fishing hat robbed a bank. You keep going. Greenwich, Connecticut. A man in the face covering carrying a yellow shopping bag was being hunted by law enforcement after an armed robbery. Samir George.
Well, I think your point is well taken. It's, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy times. Mm-hmm. And that's what compliance is, and that's what everybody is wanting. And they say it will stop diseases, and yet the numbers are rising, and they don't blame the protesters per se. They blame other people. Am I right?
Yep. The protesters are, they're fine. They're not getting the COVID for some reason, but at a tubing or restaurant or bar or hair salon, even though you're the only one in there with your gal with a mask on, the things that they're choosing don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The shutdowns don't make sense.
Well, I think they call it, I figured it out the other day, why they call it the novel virus.
The novel virus. Why is that?
Because they want you to stay home and read books.
Oh.
Drum roll, please. Where's my drum roll? You got a drum roll little thing there?
Yeah, I could put a little effect in. You know, something like that. You know, it's a first podcast.
The novel virus.
Steve's
the
very,
novel virus.
Very demanding. I don't know if you've seen the most recent Instagram post.
Well, yes. I mean, but, you know.
So I'm watching on Facebook right now. It's these people that are looting a moving train. Taking
what?
Looting.
How do they do that?
That's pretty impressive.
I don't know.
What is that? Flat screens?
Yeah. It's a moving train.
What?
Look at.
That's like out of Grand Theft Auto.
Basically,
look at this. Hey, everybody.
Somehow they got it open. They're taking all those TVs out of there, and they're just
how on earth?
And this was for George Floyd. This was to protest against.
Oh yeah, there's some bad apples out there. I wonder.
I wonder how
they knew which door to open up and how that.
Good question.
They must have some insider information there.
Good question.
I want to know more on that.
I do too.
Oh, crazy!
So is there any legalities of looting a moving vehicle, Steve? Is that
well? You know,
extra
last
crime?
I checked, that was against the law. Mm. Called theft. Have you heard of that?
Theft. Yeah.
Yeah, theft or larceny. Theft comes under your theft statutes for you law students out there.
Well, it's not highway robbery, but it might be railway robbery. Is that
drum roll, please?
Put on. Odd my own side effects. Or
you guys
side
are
effects.
On fire.
Sound effects.
So let's talk about tonight. What's on the menu tonight? I thought we had something good on the menu, a little celebration of some sort.
Yeah, so it's kind of an all around celebration. You know, we had a good month. And when I say good, it's less about the money and more about just the amount of work we've gotten done and people we've helped and just overall progress with the firm. We're definitely escalating. As you can see, we've started a podcast, you know, things like that. So I think that's sort of celebrating that. Celebrating Lisa's birthday, which is next week. So we're going to celebrate that.
And we'll celebrate 4th of July coming up.
4th of July, Independence Day.
Yes.
My beautiful girlfriend is going to be joining us.
So you better tell her that she needs to bring a mask. We might have to wear masks going
that
into the restroom.
That's true.
Everything's going great despite all the obstacles that we face. You know, I think we're doing good as people finding the silver lining in things, and we just keep marching on, and hopefully everything will be past us here one day.
Yeah. Making the best of the situation is what we say.
Yeah, I think
taking the best of the worst of it.
Yep.
We're doing a good job. Shelton. I think we're gonna. Yeah, I'm excited for tonight. We're going to Nobu. Which is kind of our restaurant. We always go there when we're in Las Vegas. It's always the corporate restaurant of our choosing, but
sushi, right? Basically sushi.
Delicious sushi.
What are you going to have? Do you even know what you're going to order already?
I do.
Oh, the crunchy tuna.
Oh my gosh. And then the black cod.
Oh yeah.
Black cod is
black
so good.
Black cod miso.
What about that? What is that appetizer that we love so much? That's the black cod?
No,
that's
the crunchy tuna.
Oh, that's the crunchy tuna. Oh, boy.
And then they have the toro that's in that like kind of a ponzo sauce with jalapenos.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, the funny thing, my favorite, well, I love Nobu for different reasons because they're, well, usually, to be honest, I don't like those high-end restaurants that kind of have chains everywhere just because they end up kind of being not a lot of quality there in the food, you know, compared to what you're paying for. But mm-hmm. I think Nobu is an exception.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. But, you know, the first time Steve and I went years ago when in Newport when they kind of were first open, we had never been there before. And so we only had a couple drinks. It wasn't like we, you know, did anything crazy. Our bill was like $500 and we left hungry.
Yeah, and then I think we went to dinner after that.
No, I don't think we did.
Well, maybe Steve did a little late night Denny's around.
No, and then so it was
you know, I love Denny's.
One of our appetizers was some sort of a Toro tuna, which is supposed to be like the best part, the most expensive part of the tuna. This appetizer came out, it was like $36, and it was the size, a little bit bigger than a quarter.
Oh my God.
But it was so
Someone's
good.
Making some money over there. Yeah, my dad said he went, him and my mom went there to Nobu's first place.
In Malibu.
It was like in L.A., Malibu, kind of. Mm-hmm. It's called Matsuyushu. I don't know how to pronounce it, but mm-hmm. It was just a little place, just started out. Little did they know this guy would be pretty famous here.
Well, you know who goes to Nobu all the time is Rob. My brother Rob.
Oh, does he really?
All the time. Every time he's in L.A. on business or whatever, they do their closing dinners there.
What's good? It's fun. I get made fun of by my family for going there so much, but it's
really
expensive.
How could they make fun of you for going there?
I don't know, because my family, they're a lot of foodies. They like to find the hole in the wall plate, which I love. Don't get me wrong, right. But I also love to dress up and. Take my girl out and go have some fun and go with my Steve and Lisa. And
well, when we were there for last Las Vegas trip, we ate there, three times?
We did. Yes. We ate there three times in Las Vegas trip.
That's crazy.
Each one better than the previous.
I think our last one was a little... We had a fun time. Let's just put it back.
What happens in Vegas?
That's right. Stays in Vegas.
Stays in your...
Yeah. It's quiet here today, guys. Seems like a Friday.
It does seem like a Friday. It seems a little slow. Like, things seem just calm and quiet.
Well,
today.
I think it's because we've got the 4th of July. Friday's the holiday. You know, everybody's closing on Fridays. People are starting to, take their trips and, leave for the...
A lot of people... Well, yeah, where are they going, though, now? Everyone's canceling their trips. I think they're getting today off tomorrow off and the next day off. Well, Friday's off because it's Independence Day.
Right. But
Friday,
do you think
is Friday off?
Friday's off. But think about this. Most people are working from home. They're not even working at an office right now. So, mm-hmm. You just go, I can work anywhere. I can go to Flagstaff. I can go to Newport Beach. I can go to, Montana. I can go anywhere because I don't even have to be in an office.
Well, and this is a new office here. It's pretty cool. We'll have to do a tour one day, maybe when everything opens up here.
Yeah.
We should do a video tour because we absolutely love this uptown vibe we have here.
Yeah.
So
it's got a gym. It's got a meditation room. It's got a yoga studio. It's got a juice bar.
Place, a library.
It has a dog
yoga,
park.
Yoga floor, dog park, ping pong.
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
I'm going to take
cornhole.
I'm going to take Cameron on one of these days.
Oh.
One game. We're going to go live.
It's got
on
like
Facebook.
Really
I was
cool
on the ping pong team sophomore year of high school.
No excuse.
Yeah. Oh, no,
I wouldn't say that because if you lose, that would
be... No, I'm going to smoke his tea. Sorry. I hope you don't fire me for that.
We used to play against Cameron. Used to have a ping pong table at their house. Remember?
That was awesome.
We had like a ton of balls. But I won't tell you how those used to turn out.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't want to embarrass himself, but it's okay. So, yeah,
he's good.
Yeah, so they ping pong here and... Yeah, the thing is, too, I actually didn't tell you guys when I went to the bathroom last, I walked around upstairs just to kind of see what was up. And a lot of it's like closed and unoccupied, but not even because of COVID, just not built yet. And I saw like a little segment of an un-redone area, which was kind of interesting to see because it was just like older and they redid this place. So it's kind of cool to walk in like the empty hallways under the construction.
Because the third floor is occupied by an engineering firm. So that whole floor is in engineering. Yeah. When you get off the elevator, it goes right to there.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Okay, I was on the second floor.
We looked at a bunch of places. That, there's cool build-out spaces and stuff.
But yeah, the first floor kind of is more individual places, right? Smaller offices.
Yeah, smaller office space.
Rather than a whole...
Co-working units.
Yeah, exactly, so...
But yeah, no, it's great. They have the drinks and free coffee and food, and a printer comes with it. It's really just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. We love it. And it's kind of, I mean, it's actually kind of nice, not that we have the COVID, but it's just, even people in our little facility, they just have, more than half the people are not, just haven't been here since COVID hit. So it's very quiet. Sometimes we're here by ourselves. On the weekend, we definitely are, but it's kind of nice to not have every single office occupied, because just nice to, it's like it's our own office.
It is. It's nice. We got our own office, our own space.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to get a mini fridge, but that's another story for another day. But yeah, so, hope you guys liked hearing about just our random discussions about random things going on. I want to give you a little light into the Vondran legal world. Anything to add, guys? Any last minute things?
Just, if we don't talk to you tomorrow, everybody have a safe and 4th of July weekend, and stay safe and stay hydrated, and don't cough on people. Wash your hands after going to the bathroom.
Yes, and... Yes.
As if we have to tell you that, but yes. It's like that hands, sign, all in place, safe. Let's wash hands. You have to tell people.
Yeah.
Protect yourself.
But we appreciate everybody listening and all your support. Don't forget to bookmark this podcast, because there's going to be more, and we don't get Cameron in town enough, but when he comes into town, we're certainly going to have more shows. So we appreciate that. Appreciate you watching, listening.
Yeah, well, everybody have a great 4th, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Attorney Steve, Frontline Lisi, and Lights, Camera, and Action. We are out of here.